Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, and I'm talking to Apostle Phumlamfene. Also, we are touching base on this very issue. Thank you, Godfrey. Thandosibi, I see you've come back again sending WhatsApps. Those are sending videos, man. There's no need to. There's no need to. Just send words or your voice note, then I'll be able to play that. How do you play a video on radio? I know people would like to hear the audio, but sometimes it's just a muted video and it's just playing and there's no audio. All right, we're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Hello there. Hi.
Hey, my friend. Hey,
my friend.
I'm out with Kishin Mshat.
Yeah, Mshatwe.
I think it's enough. I'm not going to be too.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Shonako. Shonako.
All right. Evening. Balaleli now. Mphathi wohlelo. Nezivakashi zakho. Nabalaleli. Marital obligation. Ngokuzwa la uthi, noma you are not married, you can join in.
Yes.
Firstly, let's try to analyze. Let's explain what is marriage.
Yeah.
Biblically,
mm-hmm.
as soon as you put it inside, it's marriage.
Yeah,
it's signing with heaven. It's not we'll sign the commissioner. It's too late.
Yes.
So people already, many of them are married. Mara uli agaga church. Mara every evening is marrying somewhere. So marriage.
So abaya sebashate na banta baninge mus.
Yes, and then not only sign, I say consolidation. You can read this from the scripture. The very same, Isaac, who bam tricky ganjan.
Yeah.
Uile, and then but who takes another vuga? I told you to say Kilena, no. Ubanu Jacob say Kilena, no Leah. That's when the marriage was consolidated. Before the bang agachati, so people. Umchato is when the two become one flesh. It doesn't matter what you are mchola when they in marriage. Now this you can relax us in umchato. A Bible is recorded. And remember now, Uti, our body is a temple. When you enter in another person, you are entering a temple and you are doing committing sin in front of God because he said he's living inside our body is a temple. So you think you're not seen, but when the e saw no in front, right in the middle of Nkulunkulu. Okay, tell Nkulunkulu and Zofia deep. We tally the land. We tally, Chautale, Adam, we amenza, amenza little one, Omega, Wayumfaz. Yeah, and himself he discovered a woman. That's what Nkulunkulu wanted him to find out on his own. What is I Gulukul? Lamalayuna young poor and a ma zebra. I'm nicking on the Nala Machira. What is good shot? What is good shot? Bumufuna lapu, nai into Yako, Ustoleon. Good success, I ask, good to use toilet. So it's a lapu. I'm an application with our complicated Gulukul Ubega intensity to Guti. Women submit, men love. It's not the other way around. About five, but they want to. Bafuna bafuna ukulava mara they don't want to submit. And then there's power of submit. Whereas umlo umfazi ubona ngathi role is submissive and is powerful. Le role yokuba submissive ngoba noba submissive indoda ibona inhlonipho ikuba easy ukuthi ilalele what you want to tell it or to control it. As you said, uNkulunkulu naka design umfazi unkosikazi umuphe all the things ezizenza ukuthi le ndoda le ibe attracted and ihlangane naye. There's no way akenzanga mistake lapho. Ama-obligations wethu-ke is to make children. Ayikho enye into. Lezi zinye zamafeminizimi ezani nani zize nabelungu ne-confusion ela emhlabeni. Our role, let's look at the strong women from the Bible. Abo Sarah. She knew ukuthi indoda yakhe ayina a son. She couldn't give it. She made a plan. Wakarez. Walandu Hagar. Ne? Even Jacob naga funa Rebecca. Not Rachel. Baupa Leah. And then Rachel Naga to Lamdano, we are born what Yazin, Melinzele, what Tata is 7 years to close it. That's the role, obligation there. But mind you, this system has confused Abba Mama, Baba Gens, with the continent, the school, Balinkana, the education, I'm a position, I'm a title, politics, and whatnot, and whatnot. And all those things are useless. He is. And about to be told about miserable and lonely. And then Bashir is card. And then he stress, Gumto Mama. She disturb ama hormones and all these things, create all these diseases. Utola Rasawa to conceive. We have one. Umlung Wenze Uncle into Leo. The obligation in daughter will provide Umama will submit. And then the ama roles, Mileswa Bambe. If in the confusion, which our mama, our phone, Uzala Iroliab, of Nuzali Rugabab, Uchesen himself, now Uti, the head of Jesus is God, the head of man is Jesus, the head of the woman is the man, not the other way around. So, this world, you create an obligation within Alan Delay. And Usara used to call her husband Abraham, Lord, Nkosi. We shouldn't call ourselves baby, sweetie, honey. Those are titles that degrade the window. Then the Tata Amanda Wako.
Yeah.
you're not honey, you're not baby, you're not a child. Also, you're a lord. That is why I'm not showing it, because you are called baby. U baby and darling, I'm a TV in Melissa Gray. That doesn't make sense. Those are slungless. Those titles, now as born, they degrade your position as a man. That is why you undermine in your house, in your household. Yeah. So our obligations, if women stick to their role with the under in daughter is sticking with role with under Christ, then this thing is right. But you find that in most homes these roles are reversed. Umfazi lephezulu, indoda ilanga phansi, emva komfazi kuza abantwana, kuza family, then indoda ilinga. Then ama obligation ayalahleka ke lapho. And then i degree yakho now Puma emsebenzini ishiye egeidini emsebenzini. Uza endlini, you are a woman. Uyapheka ebusuku, kuyajayiva ngalene inkonzo. Akuna excuse yokudinwa nani. Ama obligations wakho ke lapho. And you provide umntana.
Yeah.
Abo mama baseBhayibhelini, they were eager to give birth to a man. Bamnikeza i-heir. Laba bamanje, they don't care. Yabo? Yeah. Ngaze ngiphelele lapho ke.
Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, no Paul, uPaul usitshelile lapha ku Corinthians 3 ukuthi amarole uthi ningarobhani. Uthi na umbona nje uthi umzimba wakho uPaul, can you believe uthi iBhayibheli explain lento? Mara sifuna ukuma psychologist, hey, we have problem in marriage. uPaul explains it ukuthi what roles must we do. Uthi nani bonana ningayekani, yiyo obligations zethu. Na ufike endlini mele wenze sure ukuthi ubhiza lo muntu nawe baba uhlala uredi nakunzima zikhona imbiza sakunede sekenze. Remember this, Pastor Ray, whatever Ray, ezulwini angeke siyenze le nto. You're going to be like an angel.
Yeah.
Angels, remember with Genesis chapter 6, they fell because they envied what we were given, uNkulunkulu. So when ula emhlabeni uloku uyayideny lento le. I'm not returning to the Zulu, so the soul sheep are by science. You are there. So it's time to go to the Melu Mesa, Pumuntu, Akonomborn, and you say, Chance, go be busy. Otherwise, it's Zulu. Now, about the bartend, the Wittibazo in the Zulu, I make. And what is the Pumu Kulungul? Kulungul in the Lanchabin. Anyabong.
Yaguzam Kanam. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Sharp. All right. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Tell us what comes to mind, marital obligations. What do you think about these marital obligations? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And also send us, drop us a voice note also there. Right. Let me bring this to you, Apostle. The very aspect. Now, look, in Deuteronomy 24, verses 5, when a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war and be charged with any business. He shall be free at home 1 year and bring happiness to his wife whom he has taken.
Come on.
He said, this wife desires the love. This man must also make the wife happy.
Yeah.
What comes to mind, Apostle?
Simple. I would take a scripture as simple as that.
Simple.
So, like, really, they were expected, the nation Israel, for the entire year to just be there for your wife. Killing her softly with love all the way. But now we don't do that. Mutu can't even liquid it. It's long for us, some of these people. But however, they had to start knowing about that. Maybe that Mutaba first thing. But unfortunately, what we don't realize, we also don't remember, is that the very same word that says wife submit, the first part, erin, submit one to another. I go to home and kill it the whole year, once very fresh. We might not necessarily worry the whole year, in this day and age. We can decide how we're going to go about it. As a man, this was a responsibility of him. I could wear obligation. So one of the obligations of a man, that's exactly what you have read. It's in the Bible. Hence, you can not get confused that we come to church, we want to be blessed in the church, but the very word of God that is the standard that we are supposed to follow, somehow we don't. There are amnesia in some of the scriptures when you are supposed to apply them. That typical example of scripture. Bonta, they must make an effort. It's not us, it's the word of God. Make him happy the entire year. Show him love the entire year. So meaning, what will you be doing? There's an input. You are planting a city, the city there. So even when you start, don't you think you'll get a harvest of submission just like that? With ease. Because you first started by planting a seed, number one, of your time. You know, time is precious. And anyone who takes time, you know, and make an effort to make something work. I tell them, it's not about the makeup we put. It's not about the clothes you put. But once who makes you happy, there's a kind of glow that you have. Not all that we see on Facebook, people are saying, baratana. But there's no glow, our glow. But like as I'm saying, according to the word of God that I stand in agreement with, that I believe in, they were expected to plant a seed, to plant a seed of making them happy. It's a seed you plant. And without saying, every seed, when you put it out there, it yields good results, depending on the kind of seed you're putting. And unfortunately, most of my before World War III, Iraq and Iran, Russia and but what are we doing about the scriptures? Because Mugutu look at Wabotaka counseling, but they are not willing to live and live. Culture, traditions, practices, and rituals that were performed the way you were born. This is a family, a tradition, so we must follow suit. But and I pray that whoever is listening, borrow from the word of God and apply it. You can't go wrong. Try and be intentional. Put seed of love. But what I would know, go party, Mosari outside no morata, homorata, uta, uta, bad. What is wrong? So now you withhold because you are told, le papa ha ubuditer, I want to join, you deliver a tea, kakamanyal. Nonsense to say, you will never talk to Nyal. Don't go all out, homo. He will take you for granted. Go halfway, half measure. But the word of God is expecting you to go all the
full
way.
Full force,
because it's a seed you are planting. And when you plant, there is no way Masadi will not even submit. Is a blissful marriage. If you can do it the whole year, plant seed of love, make your wife happy,
There's no way Kasekereji respond to ASAP. Obile, the tributes are going to office for counseling. But the reason why we keep going to offices where we want counseling after counseling, we are failing to take that year. Like, they check it, it does not necessarily mean physically when I was or a guy, no, you'll still be working. But that year, be intentional and make an effort with this whole year. This is what I want to do, according to the word of God. The world is expecting me as a man to not what the world is saying, not what the world is expecting a man to do, but what the word of God has prescribed, we must follow suit for our good.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Babongane.
Lithuba ngibingeleleke kumfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke uMamfene, ngibingeleleke kumfundisi uMakamu egameni lika Jesu Christ oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu, ngibingeleleke nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christ.
All right, let me arrange it quite well. Let's take a call. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Hey, what's the cousin?
Ah, Kakamakama, and your bullies are. No, no. Apostle from Love.
How's it going?
Hallelujah.
Yep, I'm gonna.
Marriage obligations. Minaniti Abasha Dile Mabason Delani, Bastoni Pane. Married couples bangenza impilo ejabulise bona nabantu abaphila nabo bare.
Yeah.
Ngokubonisa uthando.
Mm.
Amadoda kufanele athande umkayo njengemizimba yawo.
Mm.
Ngoba othanda unkosikazi wakhe uthanda inyama yakhe.
Mm.
Obaba baphuze emthonjeni wabo, bangahambi bephuza noma kuluthi imithombo. Sibonile la bahamba baphuza kumnye imithombo bebuya la sebanesifo esithize kwavering bakhole ngaphandle. Nithi-ke kubafazi omama, abafazi mabazithobe babe nenhlonipho kwavering ejulile. Ngoba today brother, imishado eminingi iyachitheka ngenxa yama-couples athanda imali. Behleli lapho kodwa ngithanda imali. Ngoba yini? Nibheka i-competition. Ukuthi our neighbor uthenge i-S3 manje, imoto, our neighbor ukhulisile. Anazi ukuthi lo muntu uphila kanjani. Bese-ke manje emsebenzini ngicela noma yiphi overtime ukuthi ngiphikisane nalabantu. And nayenzeka lento leyo uthando luyaphuma ngesasikela phakathi. Ngoba manje senifika nikhathele anisena lolu thando ne-anger ingenile, uSathane ingenile ukuthi ukhame uzodestroya le mishado. Uthole ukuthi umuntu afuna ukusebenza njenge-elephant, afune zonke izinto zezwe phakathi. Besakhohlwa umndeni wakhe ngenxa yemali. Ugcine ama-couples angesenasikhathi somunye brotherini. Kanti kufanele abashadile bakhethe nabangani abangeke babadukise brotherini. Because bad company corrupts men brotherini. Yeah. Umama instead of ayobuzibo engcwele nobaba bathola ama-advice lapha emsebenzini. kubantu futhi abangamazi noNkulunkulu uJesu Kristu bathole amadvice abhedayo ukuthi naye sisimo naso isimo itholele nawe ilento irolone yakho ezokusiza nanithi nawuthi inkinga zenzima lapha ekhaya abona ukuthi iyadistroya leto ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu anibusise to God is the glory
all the time. Thank you so much. Hello. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate.
Thank you. God bless you to God is the glory.
May he bless you too, sir. May he bless you too. Hallelujah. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I want to play that message. In the right way.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And we are talking about marital obligations. Some of the obligations that we tend to overlook these days, you know. We are looking into that. And I see I have a message also from Godfrey. Godfrey quotes 1 Corinthians 7, verses 3 to 5. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath no power over her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath no power over his own body, but the wife. Defraud you not the other, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan may tempt you not for your inconsistency or incontinency. It's very important to also know that those obligations are overlooked.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Now I am playing it properly now. Nicely balanced. Babongani.
Ngithathake leli thuba ngibingeleleke kumfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke uMamfene, ngibingeleleke kumfundisi uMakamu egameni lika Jesu Christ oyinkosi nomsindisi wempilo zethu. Ngibingeleleke nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christ. Isihloko esithi marital obligations or marital duties, okusho ukuthi izinto okumele zenziwe emshadweni. Marriage is an institution which was put by God before the creation of human beings. People are trying to change it to be the thing of the world. It has been made to be a fashion which changes from time to time. A comprehensive marital relationship, specifically the obligation to live together, faithfulness, respect for one another, and support for one another. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Verse 24. "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Hayi lo mkhuba kwenziwa ngabantu ukuthiwa isintu ukuthi umuntu ayokotiza okwenza ke ukuthi ke kube nengxabano ke nemshado ke ibhidlike. Proverbs chapter 5 verse 18 to 19. "Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth as a loving deer and a graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy you at all times, and always be enraptured with her love." 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 2 to 4. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourself to fasting and prayer and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Unkulunkulu uthi indoda ibe nomfazi oyedwa, nomfazi abeke nendoda ke eyodwa, athi ke badlale ke ingoma bangancishani banikane. Christian marriage is to be understood as mutual surrender of oneself to meet the needs of one, the other person, meeting the sexual needs of one's spouse. Properly functioning marriage is defined by the self-sacrificing love. The command is to act in love to meet the sexual needs of one's husband or wife. Same sacrificial approach may require not insisting that one's conjugal rights be honored. The command be sacrificial loving also encourages spouses not to be demanding or unkind in their sexual relationship. Akumelanga ke ukuthi ke ufuneke ukudlala ke ingoma ngodlame. Kumele kube nesivumelwane, kucelwe kahle, kuvunyelwane. Christ-like love should be the motive in all things. A spouse should neither withdraw themselves sexually nor try to coerce sex from the other. Both sexes are understood to face sexual temptation. Both are commanded to honor the rights of the other. Both husband and wife have sexual rights, and both have husband and wife must submit to each other in this area of marriage. Duties of a wife are: God wants wives to be submissive. God wants wives to be fitting helpers. Colossians chapter 3, verse 18. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. God wants wives to reverence their husbands. Jude chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. That they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. The main responsibility of the man is summed up in three words: love your wives. We find that in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands hold the key to a flourishing marriage. Men are the initiators. The wife comes into full fruition and submission in the response to the husband loving her as he should. John chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Jesus' selfless love, the church loves Jesus and submits to him. We love him because he first loved us. We find that in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. In the same way, when the wife sees the love of her husband, she will love him and submit to him. To love as Christ loved and to lay down your life means that you must focus on your partner's needs and not your own. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 9. True authority comes from humility. Authority does not mean to manipulate and lord over someone. Mm. This is insecurity. A man who is constantly lecturing his wife on his authority probably has very little. Labo abangazithembi ke obaba bahlezi bekhumbuza ukuthi ke kukwami la yimi indoda la. A husband must be firm and decisive but also humble and unselfish. Yeah. Men, love your wife unconditionally. Save your wife. Provide for your wife. Work better as a team to combat isolation and conflict in your marriage. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mabongani. We really appreciate. And of course, but a man should stop this thing. Gugwamla, hulasa, kasikakula, sengata, uzitembi gali. Hey, my daughter. Hey. Wow. Yeah. Absolutely. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Street sign, Sunday.
Okay. I get, yeah, ngithini izwile nani leya WhatsApp leyana, I know, akusebenzeki. Akusebenzeki. Someone is sending so many WhatsApps and really cursing. Really cursing. But it's okay. All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Marital obligations, what these are even all about, and do we understand these? Now, the duty also, the marital obligation of the wife, it says, and I like this because people have been saying this for quite some time, you know. And the word in Genesis, it says, then Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, is there still any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? You know, women, and of course, who will be wives, they also come into the marriage with a heritage. And I'm not talking money, but they come with a heritage. They come with the ability to nurture, the ability to stand in the gap. They come as helpers. It means as contribute to help. When we say a woman submits, we actually mean that she deposits. To submit means to deposit. It means to put in. It means to invest. It also means to pile up in. In other words, submit does not mean that one should become your slave, you know, but it means that one should be the help that you need as a husband. And you as a husband, you should be the love that she needs. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. So, Bwana Dumela, hi.
Hi, good evening, my brother.
How are you, ma'am? Welcome.
I'm very well.
Sometimes, utumeli WhatsApp bese utumeli number yakho ngokufonele yabona, because we miss you.
All right, okay, ngiyabonga.
Yes,
anginamazwi amaningi, yazi ngivumela ngithi amen ku brother, uba brother bungani.
Yeah.
Hayi, ukhulumile ufedile nje.
Ushaya isikhonkosini.
Ah, ushayile ngempela, yazi ukuthi yazi mawu umuntu ne.
Yeah.
Uma usekhulumile akumelanga nje yabona eda la ubona ukuthi hayi nganga eda angiqedi lutho kuye.
Yeah.
Angiqedi lutho, ukhulumile uqedile ngempela. We should submit to our husband. Njengoba uJesu yena Kristu head of the church. So our husband are the head of us. So tina, we submit to them.
Yeah.
We accept their love. My brother, is a lovely thing. Mina, I'm enjoying my marriage, my brother.
Yeah, man.
I am enjoying every day. That is why I need to mina. I stay in a prayer. I saw this card. Where I see what things are not well, I go back to him and say, help me out here. What is it that I have to do? So, Mina, I'm happily married.
Yeah, please do that so that even in other shows, mangibona ngikwazi ukuthinta.
All right, ngiyabonga futhi wami.
Thank you so much, Mama Maureen. Thank you.
All right, thank
you. All right, then. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
It's very important to look into this also, the very aspect of the obligations, the duty of the husband. Therefore, it says in Deuteronomy, in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18, let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. Rejoice with the wife of your youth. Let your fountain be blessed. Bless your fountain, men. Husbands, you have a duty to bless your fountain. And many people think that I'm talking about sex. But I'm talking about blessing your wife because she is your fountain. You drink from her. Bless your fountain. And then, check it out. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 9 says, live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun, all your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life and in the labor which you perform under the sun. Live joyfully with your wife, not stressfully. Live joyfully with your wife. Okay, okay. Check this one out again. Genesis, okay, Genesis chapter 2 verses 23 and 24, but we have said this, but you should be able to see your wife as yourself and as part of you. Adam says in verse 23 chapter 2 Genesis, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And now, when you say one is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, it means now you treat her as family, not as an object. Angithi manje, look, now she is your family. Hayi ukuthi wena usese nale family yakho labo sisi bakho bokuthanda ukudla ama chips belo kubengena lapha endlini baza bazofuna imali yeyikipa zabantwana babo. Now you have a family. Your wife is your family.
Finish
all that. What comes to mind?
Mfundisi man. Yazi kuyiqinise elimsulwa le. Inke ngathi ngilinyelanga ukuthi na let us protect our wives from abusqueeze.
Eish.
Kuna lento ngesitonga ibizwa ukuthi abonyati humu. Angazi anke ngizama ukuyichaza la inyati humu ukuthi umuntu onjani. Butrayi one onosisi wakho amdala kuwe.
Yeah.
Uyashada. Then uma ashada ke lezo inkomo lezo ezilobola usisi wakho zithatha zinikeza wena ukuthi uyothatha uyolobola ngazo umfazi. Then ke automatically usisi wakho uyinyati homu.
Yakuzwa.
And unkosikazi wakho lo ohamba womlobola ngeemali zakasisi wakho. Akuso unkosikazi wakho, unkosikazi kasisi wakho.
Nayo ke inkingi.
Uma kunemithetho kumele ayitshelwe usisi wakho. Bayinkinga ke labo nyati humu labo wena. Ungaba asuka athathe impahla zendoda yakhe le.
Yeah.
Athatha ama-andawe endoda yakhe namakawusi abhobokile wendoda le. Ezazowashisa unkosikazi wakho la.
Hey, madoda.
Uma afikile kumele unkosikazi wakhe atatazelela umfazi wenye indoda le. Indoda yakhe uma ifikile nayo kumele itatazelelwa ngoba yiyo ke inete inkomo lezi ezazazolobola lo mama lona. So we must protect those things. Protect my wife from abonyati humu because basuke emizini yabo bafuna kuzenze letiyela abayenzi ni kumele uma aye kumele samthanda hamba ayothanyela le. So we must protect our wives from lezo zinto lezo. Lo nkosikazi lo owami mfundisi wami first time unkosikazi wami emaphuthu ngasuka la ngaya ekhaya ayinoko ukuthi mama ngithanda ukuvusana ngabo 3 my late mother ukuthi umakoti kumele avuke abonise ukuthi umakoti ngathi ngafika ngakukhulumana ngathi mama ukhona ngiza naye but ngicela nje ukuthi na ungamvusi and umama nalesikhathi sabo 3 leso sikhathi sakhe sokuthi avuka thandaza uthe weza fika kukothi rumini ngacaba ukuthi eyi kwasuka yakhe lokho so ufuna ukuzomvusa ukuthi aphume ayothanyela manje ngaphuma ngama mama yini inkinga hayi mntanami uyathandaza ngithi athi wathandaza wathandaza waqeda ngoba leso sikhathi lesi isikhathi sokuthi nami nizoke ngishumayela phela nami
ngiyakuzwa
amen khulume language
yeah
yes sikhathi sokushumayela so uma uzozomvusa ukuthi ahambe ayothanyela wawungabavusa abantwana bakho amantombazane uzozovusa lo ngoba umakoti so I must protect my wife from izinto abantu abalapha ekhaya I must protect my wife from my own children ukuthi banamabuse ukusikazi wami abantwana bami must know ukuthi na uma bakhuluma kabi bazi ukuthi hey bekhona ibhubezi hayi le manke lavi le ihlala iyenziwa la kuma TV la imanke lavi le yanto le abantwana kumele bazi ukuthi likhona ibhubezi uma wamthinta nje lo mama lola zizobuya so uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi na lo muntu abe yinyama yenyama yami ngimuyekelela njani lo muntu awunkosikazi wami ngimuyekelela njani astrafeke lapha awunkosikazi wami ayinyama yami ngimuyekelela njani and uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi na ngimprotekte lo muntu so I must protect my wife I must feed my wife and kwezinye izinto some of the conjugal rights ama-conjugal rights kumele ngimnikeze wona unkosikazi wami angapheleli kwanabomama beza neekhaftini ezipinki esontwini no ama-conjugal rights kumele angene la enkonzweni la le siyathandaza siqedile le la endlini la ngoba nonkosikazi i-happiness umshado uqale bedroom uthi uya e-sitting room le hawu uzobona kuyasimayika amaqanda ayaphuma noma ingekho imali yakhona izophuma ngoba umshado usadeke kahle ebedroom
hayi
le nto yamanke lavi le ihlala siyenza yokuthi yosukhuma mkambi bakubona esontweni sukhuma mkambi bakubona sithanda kabi futhi esontweni but yenza announcement nje we are like I greet you bazalwane and I'm not alone I'm with my wife sukuma mkamba kubona and lo mkamba lo suka usukumana usukuma nje unama blue eye amazinya asukile ngoba uyamshaya uma ungekho lapha phambi kwabantu so senza ama monkey love la abantu abasawufuna umshado mabake abantu babona umshado lapha kimi la bawubone la bawuthande la baze bathi uma ngaba kunabantu abathandanayo esingababiza ukuthi baze bazosikhansela naba lapha
yeah I hear you
uphe ubesibonele
yeah I hear you quite well we're taking your calls give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322
no hassles no frills it's just sounds full of life on 657 AM
Now, check it out. Women also have obligations. Mfundisi Makame has touched on this, Apostle. It says, Titus chapter 2, verses 4, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children. Women should love their husbands. It's an obligation also. Right? Now, another marital obligation, it's in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1. Wives, likewise, be submissive. Do not obey. Be submissive to your own husbands. that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. Wives have an obligation to elicit a holy conduct to these if the husband is not saved. If the wife becomes saved and then the husband is not saved, she has an obligation to elicit a conduct of holiness, but also to love her husband. And now it says, wives likewise must be reverent, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 11. Here's another obligation. Not slanderous, temperate, faithful in all things. H. Muture gile di tlhako, a reka le di sweater, a reka eng, ma di nna go boutung ya dikoloi, a di tsene ko ntlung. Apostle, what comes to mind?
Okay. Yeah, no, that's a sad one. But like Moruti, as the word of God correctly puts it, for him, little now we have an obligation to love it. Because remember, it's for all of us, both males and females. So when the Lord says love one another, he means exactly that. Husband love, wife love. Then all the guys know fold them at all, and then mele hore le rato le tele from one end, and from the other end, you chill. You know what I mean? That there are women literally who cannot extend their love to their husband simply because mutuka ba rile, no, we're not trying to unrat. I mean, at the end of the day, I get kimajita who would come and approach us and that. So that was ofela kona logo kuthi ye wafika. So mutasa lemwa hore le yena, it's a mutual thing. And you know why we're supposed to love one another?
Yes.
Because the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins.
Absolutely.
And I can imagine when you're staying with somebody also from a different family background, even from different religious backgrounds or from different doctrines. It will take love for cover the mistake. But when there's no love, Joe, and now gives a serious tall order for women who are married to men who are not even saved. So because they need to see how it's done. And there's a way that love is able to melt somebody and break them nicely to become that which God wants them to become.
Yes.
That is why even before Rara salvation, we must first love the people you're going to minister to. Because most of them, they are not lovable. They don't even love themselves. So imagine God has given you a man, who's struggling with self-love. The only way that man can be liberated from that particular self-love is when you begin to extend the love of God to the person. It's as simple as that, you know. And Nintila Mudim, as I initially indicated right from the beginning, it is the standard. It's in the word of God, how we should behave, our attitude, what we should do, our obligation. The obligation is called failure. We learn tonight by different people. That's from the word of God. But you will be shocked when the word of God is so clear about our obligation. You know, it's one thing when there's no clarity, but when there's such clear-cut clarity and you still find confusion and misunderstanding, then it means how we read the Bible and how we also interpret it. There's a problem. Because hang at the problem, the family no, this is not how this should be done. It could go this way. But when we embrace the word of God and take it as it is and apply it, love where we're supposed to love. We know that the word says love covers a multitude of sins. And you're able to forgive a person. Without love, there's no even forgiveness. That's why it's easy. We are called the king. or divorce. They're not even trying, but they don't even try. You know, I got a shock of my life. I was reading an article 2 days ago, and then the divorce court, they realized a new pattern at the beginning. Divorce between 70 and 60. How do you even explain that?
Hey,
and about that number is increasing. So you realize that these are the people who have been staying together, but Basharatan. Now we have copied the world. We're saying we have run out of love. How so? When the Bible commands, it's a command. Non-negotiable. Actually, Muruti Makamar. You know, the Nzulamudim is non-negotiable.
Yes.
There's no time when you can fall out of love.
Mm-mm.
Because it gives you the grace to continue to fall in love.
Because when you're out of the
equation, but especially the love of God, then we cannot forgive. We cannot be committed to one another. We cannot, make sure that we're in this thing for life. We cannot build one another, because when we love, I'm able to say, okay, Joe, I know there's a plan before in your life. Where are you going? So I took time to get where we're going before in your land.
Yeah.
We build one another. We bring the best of one another. But when there's no love, we bring the worst of each other.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. Let us hear what you make of this. 2729. Let us hear what you make of this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. Mankosi says, thank you, Pastor Ray. Christians must live peacefully in their marriages. Absolutely. I agree. And she sends another message again. She says, sithandazela abantwana bethu ukuthi bamazi uNkulunkulu abahleli emshadweni. Bamazi uNkulunkulu abahleli emshadweni. Bamazi uNkulunkulu. Ungabi nje umshado, kodwa bamazi uNkulunkulu nasemshadweni yabo. Yes, I agree.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM. It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right. Given Moketsi says, good evening, Pastor Ray. I told my daughter when the Dlaminis from Mpumalanga to pay lobola that they are marrying to extend their family and mine in return. So she must not deny her husband kids because of her profession. She must not deny her husband kids because of her profession. This is another case that we see. As we go close, I'd like us to come to conclusions on this. Yeah, we'll take some calls. Maybe one or two we can take. We're still left with 8 minutes. Maybe one or two we can take, or even the WhatsApps we can send, and then let's hear. Let's take a call. Sawubona Dumela, hi. Your own radio pulpit. Okay.
Hey, hello, Brother Ray, again.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome.
Marriage.
Yeah.
It is found in the book of 3 Corinthians chapter 7. And if a Christian woman is married to a man who is an unbeliever and agrees to go on living with her, she must not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband is made acceptable to God by being united to his wife, and the unbelieving wife is made acceptable to God by being united to her. Christian husbands, if this were not so, their children would be like pagan children. But as it is, they are acceptable to God. So, ladies, a man or a woman, uba acceptable to God. You cannot divorce a wife or your husband could not have seen this one. Now who is believing to God? So we are acceptable to Him. So this is the way that I would like to bring an over. There is a teaching about the good body. Uma uzana no muntu ongathindi swanga, it's wrong. No, it is not wrong. So if a Christian woman or a Christian man who accepted Christ as his or her Lord and Savior, so uma acceptable to God, you carry on doing what is right before Him, as long as mina nizokwenza lokhu uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi nenze bona. Thank you very much. The book is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I have started to read from verse 13. Thank you very much. Good evening, my brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mem Maureen. We really appreciate. And, of course, here we are, you know. What do we say in conclusion? There are obligations, and the word says quite a lot with regards to marital obligations. You know, you cannot forsake the companion of your youth. You know, your spouse is your companion. Your wife is your companion. Your husband is your companion. And the very aspect also, you can't deal treacherously. We must guard against dealing treacherously against our wives. And this, we must not break the covenant we have with the Father. Right? And we also know that a wife is not to depart from her husband. And if she departs, she remains unmarried. We also know that husbands have a duty. And their duty is to love and keep happy their wives. They should love and keep happy their wives. The word is saying that, and bless them. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18, and Proverbs 1:28. You know, the husband must always praise the wife for the good things that she does. She must praise the wife. For the good things that she does. You can't be complaining all the time and speaking of your wife's incompetence. Kantuyazi ukuthi kukhona secretary le ophila naye emsebenzini. Anyway, let us conclude. Let me give you a minute each. Let me start with you, Apostle. In conclusion, what say you?
Hey, Joe. Love covers a multitude of things, man.
Yes.
And for us to be able to continue with our obligation, it's not easy. The serious tall order, but love and the grace of God will enable us to do so.
Absolutely.
So let's trust God for His grace upon our lives and upon our marriages. And there are people really, the mulling along, they're not easy to love, but.
But as long as we're not ketile, I call to
love those unlovable people who can't even love themselves.
No, I hear you. Fundis Makam, finally.
Excellent, Fundis. Ngithi angazi ukuthi usamkhumbula uMarshal wase Libya, the late Muammar Gaddafi. Usually, uma uhlala eLibya uyi-citizen yaseLibya uma ushada umfana abeka athatha imali akuyikhipha ngokuthi na uthenga iflat ube nemali bank uzoba ukwazi ukuthi na uyiboleka without interest abeka amayikhipha kanjalo umuntu. So we as the body of Christ, let us equip our youth ngokubafundisa kahle ukuthi ama marital obligations into enjalo uma baya lapha, so that bangayi the next thing kusasa babuyile senanku la sekuza enye imoto ebovu ninini sekuza, you understand? UNkulunkulu akayifuni le nto le lapho. God hates divorce. That is why mabambuza bathi na angithi uMoses wavuma athi uMoses wavuma ngenxa yobulukhulu beyinhliziyo zenu. Hayi ngokuthi uMoses wayethanda. Mina nibe nimcindezele uMoses azavuma. So let us equip our youth.
Yes.
And that is what we are doing with 8th Zaka November in Gangan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mbunis. Apostle Pumla, thank you so much. And much regards, man. Don't forget to send me those digits. And let's continue. Let's continue to work. Let's continue to work. Much blessings to you.
Thank you so much, Muruti, and to Muruti Makama and the listeners. Grace upon grace. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Tuda, tuda. And of course, Mfudis Makamu, thank you so much. I really appreciate. Much blessings to you, sir. Pass my regards. Ubakhonze ekhaya, man. Batshele
ngiyabathanda. Enkomo na mina mrazi mfundisi.
Eh, vyela ntsata wena kure hey mina. Ngikhumbule ifish leya emnandi.
Namhla futhi lamalanga kamuhle angisalale. Ngisala ngigadile.
Halala. Ufanele mfala yithi fanele ugade muhle kakhulu fanele ugade fanele ugade.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Much blessings, amen. My friend, and blessings to you.
Thank you, bro.
All right then. Thank you so much for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for the messages. Thank you for listening to the show. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We bless his holy name that by his Holy Spirit he guides us into all truth, and we thank him. That through his son, the Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ himself, the Savior, we see his salvation and mercy upon our lives. And we are grateful. We thank him for the Holy Spirit that guides us into all truth. And we are grateful also for that. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. May the Father bless you abundantly. Tuda! Rabbah.
Stay up to date with latest news, upcoming events, and on-air conversations through our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.